Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Let me jump in today and encourage you, share these podcasts on your social media pages or even by email to friends. We're so grateful that you listen and participate. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of folks participate and join us on these weekday podcasts. So thank you so much. It means the world to us. Let me jump in today with a statement, not a piece of scripture yet, just a statement. Are you ready? It is out of your regular routine of serving God that you will see what He has in store for you next. All right, so think about that. Can you hear me now? I believe God has to look at us and say, can you hear me now? There have been so many times in my life where I believe the Lord wants to pull down and grab my earlobe and pull it way up to Him and shout in my ear, Chuck, do you hear me now? I think that's true for most of us. Listen to what the gospel writer Matthew said in chapter 4. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. And at once they left their nets and followed Him. Now watch this. Disciples, the disciples of Jesus, are called by Jesus to minister in their home and in the marketplace. But you see, Christ does call some of His followers to vocational ministry. It's a calling that many times comes to ordinary people, men and women, who accomplish extraordinary results. Who does He call out? Christ calls, literally comes to those who have a heart that is hungry for God. You see, when I have people say, Chuck, but I don't really understand what my calling is. Well, listen to this thought. Like the Apostle Paul, you might have been suddenly struck by some revelation of Jesus as Lord, or you were like David, who gradually went from feeding sheep in what's perishable to feeding God's people with the imperishable. Wherever Jesus calls, His first command is to love God and love people. A calling without love is like a car without gasoline. It might be attractive on the outside, but it's not going anywhere. As a result, love large where the Lord has called you. Not just that, but listen, He has called you to endure difficult times. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 3, it says, "You have persevered and have endured hardships for my name and have not grown weary." Christians are not immune to conflict and problems. In fact, your faith at times invites difficult struggles and challenges. So don't seek to shelter your life from adversity. Don't seek to shelter your life from a position that is difficult or making difficult decisions. Put yourself in a position to be in obedience to Jesus' calling. It is out of your regular routine of serving Him that you will see what He has in store next. Make sure you minister first to your spouse or your children, your family. Don't be like the cobbler who has made no shoes for his family. Your credibility for Jesus is seeing your faith lived out with those who know you best. What does it profit a man if he saves the whole world and loses his own family? Think about that. A calling to family first frees you to make a big deal about Jesus and discipleship with God's favor. His calling will always align. His calling will always align with His commands. So service for Him is completely seamless. Above all, the Lord is looking for folks who are already engaged in His word, growing in their character and active in sharing their faith. His calling comes to Christians who desire the Spirit of God to conform them into the image of Jesus. Your humble imitation of Jesus comes out of your intimate walk with Him. He calls those in whom He can trust. So don't look for your calling, look for Jesus, and He will reveal His calling. Listen to what the prophet Isaiah said in chapter 48, verse 15. I, even I, have spoken. Yes, I have called Him, I will bring Him, and He will succeed in His mission. What is Christ calling for your life? Are you steadfast in loving the Lord and people? You see, friend, I have folks say to me somewhat every week, I'm wrestling with, is God calling me to ministry? And the first question I will ask is, are you ministering now? You see, I don't believe God has called any of us to a great ministry. I believe His call is always to minister greatly. My friend, go minister greatly, and I'll see you Sunday at 9:30 or 11 at Sugar Hill Church. You can always watch on live at live.sugarhill.church, or we're always streaming live on Facebook. God bless you. Have a great day.